is Jerry Blumberg. Pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else. Galatians 6:4. I relate to many young moms through MOPS, and we recently discussed the topic of comparisons at our meeting. We all live in a world inundated with social media, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, to name a few. And it can be overwhelming to look at your own house and children after browsing through Pinterest and not be discouraged. One mom mentioned that she no longer even looks at those sites. It depresses her so. Well done, young mom. We have a tendency to think that the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. Comparison can lead to envy, which is only a step away from anger and bitterness. No husband wants to come home to a wife who constantly complains about how much the neighbors have. That picture-perfect moment on Instagram was taken just before the baby threw up all over you. Life is not perfect. That comparison mentality is deadly, because so many of our wants or desires are just that, not needs. What is the antidote? Contentment. In Philippians 4:11-13, it says, "Not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little, for I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." And gratitude. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Whatever happens, keep thanking God because of Jesus Christ. This is what God wants you to do." I have a small red journal set aside to record the gifts that God gives me. Sometimes I write in it every day. Other times, several days will go by. But I always ask myself, before I begin, what gifts has God given to me lately? I read through several of the pages this morning to remind me of His great love. It's a great way to set the mood for the day. Smile. You are right where God wants you to be, with what He wants you to have. It's a good day. This is Jerry Blumberg, taking it one step at a time.